to Simply Folk.
In this heart lies for you a lot.
She is often the broken winged one who does everything wrong until people realise she's been doing it pretty right all along. She's the poor girl who never dressed right. She's the Raggedy Ann of the sophisticated world who pulls it out at the last minute, flies by the seat of her pants, cackling all the way home. She is the late bloomer, the late start, the autumn bush, the winter holly. She is Baobo, all the classical Greek goddesses. She is the old girl who still blushes and laughs and dances. She's the truth teller. Maybe that people hate to hear, but they learn to listen to. She is not dumb, and in some ways is not shrewd. She works on passion and the doll in her pocket and the intuition that leads her into and through all the world.
We're living in a new time. We're living in the grandmother time, the grandmother dreaming. There's a changeover from the grandfather time to the grandmother times. There is a female energy all around the planet, and it just means most females will be empowered.
Two men I married and two men I lost. They were two men I let go of, many more I forced. Oh, oh, I kept their castles and stones, and I built my sea kingdom on Clear Island on my own. I'm at home in the black cave, I'm at home in the lash inside. I'm not home in the man's world, I'm a pirate till I die. Under my command, sail the seas round my land, and I'll tax you in my water if you dare breach near my helm. Oh, oh, you won't think I'll overtake you. Will you greatly underestimate what a woman with a sword can do? I'm at home in the black deep, I'm at home in the lashing tide, I'm not home in the man's world, I'm a pirate till I.
Answering the call in song, two powerful female vocalists from Ireland. We started this evening Simply Folk with Sinead O'Connor in the company of the Voice Squad, In This Heart from her album Universal Mother. And then following that, a piece of text from Clarissa Pinkola Estes, her brilliant book Women Who Run With Wolves. And then we heard Uncle Magpie sharing his grandmother dreaming story with Áine Tyrrell on a walkabout in Australia in 2019. That is taken from Áine's album Return to the Sea. That piece of chat lifted from the top of the song Born to Do This. And then we went back to an earlier album from Áine Tyrrell, Queen of Swords, and the song based on the life and the myth and the legend of Grainne Mhaille, the great pirate queen of Clare Island and her sea kingdom. And I suppose staying with all things Ireland and Australia related, before we look at the historical events that this next song mark, we look to the events of this weekend and the fact that the Australian Embassy here in Ireland has become the first Australian posting in the world to permanently fly the Indigenous Aboriginal flag alongside the national flag. And it's a really wonderful thing to see, a step towards inclusion and visibility of Indigenous rights. Now, as I mentioned, this next song looks back to the historical events after Black 47 in the mid-1800s here in Ireland. The Orphan and Pauper Scheme. Upwards of 2 million Australians are descendants from the 4,112 orphan girls that were shipped from Ireland to Australia between 1848 and 1850. Commonly known as the Earl Grey Girls, Brendan Graham, the singer and songwriter, wrote a song for them. It's called Orphan Girl, and here tonight on Simply Folk, Scottish folk singer Karen Matheson is going to sing her rendition of it. This is taken from her album Still Time.
I am an orphan girl in Westport. I was found. The workhouse is my world since the pretty.
Voice of Karen Matheson from her album Still Time. And from the 1840s, orphan girls been shipped from workhouses here in Ireland to the shores of Australia to 1895 near the town of Clonmel, and Adele Mead with a song for Bridget Cleary.
It was 1895 near the town of Clonmel. Bridget Cleary disappeared from her home. 26 years old and a sight to behold. Some said the fairies led her away. Fairy fay, tell to me, pray. Happened to this fair lady? Her body 'twas found in shallow ground, badly burnt in a state of decay. 26 years old, independent and bold. Some said the fairies led her away. Fairy fay, tell to me, pray. What happened to this fair lady? What happened to this fair Mama's crying long,
and she can't get up.
Mama's crying long,
and she can't get up.
Mama's hands are shaking,
and she can't get up.
Mama's hands are shaking,
and she can't get up.
Mama's running hard
from the boss's man.
Mama's running hard
from the boss's man.
Called her anyway,
the boss's man.
Called her anyway,
the boss's man.
They lie on the ground
again and again.
They lie on the ground
again and again.
I can hear her screaming
again and again.
I can hear her screaming
again and again.
Mama's crying long,
and she can't get up.
Mama's crying long,
and she can't get up.
Mama's hands are shaking,
and she can't get up.
Mama's hands are shaking,
and she can't get up.
It was late at night
when she got the knife.
It was late at night
when she got the knife.
She went to his room
when she got the knife.
She went to his room
when she got the knife.
Mama's dress is red.
It was white before.
Mama's dress is red.
It was white before.
Lift it up and see.
It was white before.
Lift it up and see.
It was white before.
Mama's crying long,
and she can't get up.
Mama's crying long,
and she can't get up.
Mama's hands are shaking,
and she can't get up.
Mama's hands are shaking,
and she can't get up.
All the men have come,
and they brought the rope.
All the men have come,
and they brought the rope.
They came here for mama,
and they brought the rope.
They came here for mama,
and they brought the rope.
Mama's crying long,
and she can't get up.
Mama's crying long,
and she can't get up.
Mama's hands are shaking,
and she can't get up.
Mama's hands are shaking,
and she can't get up.
Mama's in a tree,
and she can't come down.
Mama's in a tree,
and she won't come down.
Mama's flying free,
and she can't come down.
Mama's flying free,
and she won't come down.
Mama's flying free,
and she can't come down.
Mama's flying free,
and she won't come down.
Mama's flying free,
and she can't come down.
Mama's flying free.
Two songs with the voice at the center and reaching back into ancestral stories. We first heard from Idelle Mead from her brilliant new album Bridget's and Patricia's, and the song for Bridget Cleary, a track that was inspired by the true story of Bridget Cleary, a woman who lived in Tipperary, not far from where Idelle grew up and was raised. And by all accounts, some of the tales about Bridget being a dressmaker and a milliner and quite an independent woman in many ways. She had means to earn her own money, keeping a flock of hens as well and selling eggs. But her tragic end in 1895, she was burnt alive by her husband, despite him insisting that the fairies had kidnapped her. And there were family members who were involved in that too in 1895. And stretching further back into American history and the collective of our Native Daughters, Mama's Crying Long, the words stemming from the slave narrative and the story through the eyes of a child of a mother being killed after she takes a knife to her abusers. Country music's supergroup, the High Women, Brandi Carlile, Amanda Shires, Natalie Hemby and Maren Morris, with their honorary fifth member Yola, who appears on the title track to that album, The High Women. And it is a song that has intergenerational voices, with Honduran refugees, the Salem witch trials are represented, civil rights, freedom fighters and so much more. And I suppose modelling on the updated version of the classic sung by Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson, looking at how the men stood shoulder to shoulder. And as Carlile says, this is a difficult time for women to do that just because there are so few spaces for us on country radio and in the industry in general. So we thought, why can't we form a straight line, a shoulder to shoulder women's country group? Now we will fill up our cups with some poetry from the Liberty Bell, our brave heart, Imelda May. This is from her spoken word album, Slip of the Tongue, and it's a musing on love.
What is love, you ask? My head spins, recalling every song, story, words, and glorious things I ever heard. Every cliche rings in my ears like a bell announcing the birth of a new day or the death of yesterday. Depends on how you hear it. I haven't a clue, so I ask love. What are you? Love replies. Can't you feel me? I'm here. I'm the one holding your hand, reminding you not to forget me. I'm the warm feeling in your belly when you don't know why. I'm the ache to the core when one someone sways to the other side of a vibe. I'm the tingle on your skin when it's touched by the tip of a thrill you can rely on. The knowing. When your eyes meet eyes that recognize yours and hold you, loose enough to move freely, but tight enough to never let you fall. I'm the breath you take in and let all the way out to the end. When you're held and your shoulders drop into arms you flop that feel like a blanket of truth. Soothe you to the moon you thought was in the sky. I'm the backbone that holds it all together, the vertebrae stacked on top of each other when it's all gone pear-shaped and wrong. I'm the biting on your lip, keeping it zipped, swallowing words that could wound and rip apart. I'm choosing kindness over being right. I'm the fight in you when you don't know how, the light in you when it's gone right out. I'm life when I'm near, hope without fear. I'm nothing fancy in a world dripping in gold, but a beautiful jewel never bought, never sold. And when you open your heart and let me in alone, you'll know who I am, because I feel like home.
The doors to the world of the wild self are few but precious. If you have a deep scar, that is the door. If you have an old, old story, that is the door. If you love the sky and the water so much you almost cannot bear it, that is the door. If you yearn for a deeper life, a full life, a sane life, that is the door. Well, we started at the top of the show with a piece by Clarissa Pinkola Estes from her brilliant book, Women Who Run With Wolves, and that's just another little taster from it. To follow on from Imelda May's spoken word piece called Home from her album Slip of the Tongue. Now, to finish off, this is the duo of Woven Kin, Siobhan Moore and Aisling Irwin with Oh Sister from their album Hibernate. That's all from me for tonight. Thanks so much for your company. I'm back next Sunday at the same time of 10. But till then, thanks for listening.